Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know the teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our Sipa church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We will be talking about the mission of Maitreya in this room, and we will continue reaching out to humanity and calling the elect to come forward and present themselves to this new revelation which unifies our religions, and humanity so badly needs this revelation. Our pages are now being translated to Dutch also, so we have some translation in Dutch, and if there are people who want to know the teaching, at least the base of the teaching, and about swastika, they are translated in Dutch, and also daily people finding our website, hearing about it, reading though, and coming forward that indeed it makes sense to them, and nothing else has been made sense all their life until they found these teachings. I understand their feelings, because that's exactly how I felt when I received the revelation. Nothing made sense until this came along and explained how all religions are indeed from one God. How could it be differently than one God sending all these religions, and he has a plan to reveal at the end time to humanity and let them know that indeed they are all one. There is no separation. If it is his creation, it is a universe. If we understand that, there is no separation will exist between us, and we all would know we are brothers and sisters, and we are from the same essence and God. The inner sanctuary is now open for those who want to enter it. It has been closed to the uninitiate at this point. But those who come and see themselves that they want to be with one God and prove that indeed they are sincere on their approach to God, he will let them into the sanctuary that has been closed and will be closed to those who resist and will not participate in what God said will send to humanity, and still they separate themselves from God and the rest as a separate ego, and they won't be attached to this external world or the things which are not the scriptural. And that's what they meant by the inner sanctuary. in a sanctuary is not explainable by intellectual explanation and trying to find by knowing it, by explaining it. As we said many times, it's not explainable, but it can be experienced. And those who will indeed approach God with no ego, and their ego are dissolved, and God become more in them than they themselves, eventually experience the oneness with God, and that oneness is an experience that no intellectual explanation can replace it. So there is indeed a God who have sent all these religions and revelations, and he says you have to experience the oneness before you can be an elect and realize that the goal of your life is to become divine, to experience that oneness, not follow dogmas or religions or cultures or whatever set up in this world, but prepare yourself to be with God. Go beyond any concepts, any boundaries, any intellectual curiosity, but seek the experience, the vision of God that will leave you with no doubt, but yes, indeed, there is a spirit and it's one with you and there is no separation between two. That feeling of separation, indeed, an illusion, it's Maya that make you feel you are separated from God. And that's where man falls, because they become afraid, they become attached, they separate themselves from the rest, and therefore they fall. The unity between you and God, and unity between you and the rest of the mission and universe, start with your experience, or at least knowing that your essence and everyone else's essence is the same. They all have come from the same source. The only reason we don't feel it is because the darkness was upon the face of the deep. There's something went wrong and a part of the universe separated itself from the rest. We are still in that state, and the darkness, of course, cannot see the light. They resist the light, they condemn the light, they separate themselves from the light. They have all the excuses not to accept and see that indeed they and the lights are one. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. We will continue preaching these teachings, this revelation, this unity, with no attachment to the results. But wait for those who see these truths clearly, experience oneness with God, and step forward as the champions of this cause and become one with it, with no attachment, nor ego, nor separation. That's the only way it can work. But maybe I like to pamper people's ego a little bit and make them do the things I want the mission to be done, but then we're going to be the same as what the world is already. We're going to have an organization with the same kind of problems that we have on Earth. But we are creating a new wine in a new skin. We are trying to create a new Earth with a new setup. Everything has to be renewed. We cannot go back to the old ways. And therefore, only those who will see this clearly and would like to be a part of this new earth can be let into the sanctuary. That's the whole plan of God for the last 12,000 years, to take the powers of man away from them, close their third eye, take the telepathy away from them, give them the coat of skin and throw them out of the heaven of his presence, put a curtain between himself and the man as ego, so they cannot see him, therefore he can wait for those who progress to the point that they can shatter that curtain and be with one with him again, as they were in the Garden of Eden. They return to the garden. They return to the sanctuary. The Sarabim won't stop them anymore. So you can see all scripture. It all makes sense. The only thing humanity has to shatter is their ego. And apparently that is not an easy thing to do. But there are people that have done it. There are people who have reached a point they want God more than this world. They want to return to God as soon as possible. And with our teaching, it says if you want to go to God, you have to follow eternal divine path. That's the fastest way. The sooner we can get everybody in, then we can get in ourselves. Because if we are the first, we will be the last. We will make sure everybody get in, and then say, okay, nobody left out. Okay, now let's all go in, and we will be there. But we will be there. Well, that's what the scriptures means, the inner sanctuary. That is what vision quest, as we talked last week, means. It means there is a state that it cannot be explained and can be experienced, and now God has given the way to experience it, to forgo the ego, ego go. As the ego goes, of course, we become more open and one with the rest of the members of the mission, and we become brothers and sisters and a nation in God. And if we are still resisting these, and we are holding back because of our ego, which separates us from the rest of the people in the mission, then we do not want to let the ego go, and God has no choice to let you go. Because if you can't let the ego go, then God lets you go. Somebody has to go. That's what they meant by new earth and a new heaven. A earth that is full of people who know it is God doing it through them. The earth that is ready to sacrifice and give of themselves to the community. A world that communities of life are the most important thing for them to create and be. And they are willing to awaken their spiritual forces and shatter all narrowness of the mind and become universalists. Therefore, they become a dynamic spiritual personality that the focus and will is as strong as iron, and they will focus in doing God's will, and everything else comes secondary and third place and all that. Of course, finding such a people maybe it's not that easy, but we will continue calling and explaining this thing to humanity. Therefore, let's go to the inner sanctuary. Let's shatter this ego and world and become brothers and sisters in God and start working together as such and improving this outreach in any way we can. We become a source of attraction because we already have seen God ourselves. And therefore we can show others also to go to the sanctuary, to have a vision, to realize that they are following dogmas, they are following their culture, they are following their teaching, they are following their religion. As it is explained in our teachings, no other teaching can have the whole truth until this revelation comes. And indeed it does. It does have all the answers. It has explained all the religions, history to this point. It unified all the revelation of God. Even showed how history have been guided to this point by God. And therefore, everything has been done to reach a point. For what? What the reason for history and creation and all that? God went through that for nothing? There was a reason for it. There is a purpose in creation. And it started by God deeply feeling the darkness, the separation apart of the universe from the rest, the Maya, the ego. And God moved and manifested itself into that darkness and eventually find a way to return that darkness back to Godhead. And now that way has been given to humanity to come, to see and come to the marriage of the Lamb. And those who are invited will not create excuses that they had 2,000 years ago. They will drop everything else and will not have any excuse but be prepared for this marriage and will come with the correct clothing with no excuse of I have other things to do or there are new things I found, but I am here 100% to do God's will. So we're going to go ahead and preach this every week or every month. Any opportunity is presented to us, and we will give the truth to everyone who asks questions or send email to us. And eventually the elects will see it, and some of them already have, and they have come with the complete 100% dedication, with no attachment or ego, which can bring separation between us. If we find 144,000 of such a people, we surely can shake this earth from its foundation. And of course, it's not only the elects are working toward this. God is preparing humanity for the finality that all the scriptures have predicted to come to man. So it's not something, if it is going to happen, but the question is when it is going to happen. The question is not that are we going to be saved by God, but are we going to be a part of those who will be entering the sanctuary. Therefore, this mission is not a man-made idea. It's based on God's word. It's based on the scriptures and revelation, and you cannot explain it intellectually or resist it because you have other things that you rather do instead of listening to God. And also, it's not a cult. We are not asking everybody to come here and we brainwash you to believe this, and if you leave the cult compound, you will be whatever they say you will be. It is reach out to everyone out there. They have to prove it to themselves. They have to be self-motivated. If they are not self-motivated, I let them go. I rather let them go than control them so after a while it becomes a cult that I have to put all my energy to control the flock not to go astray. I rather they go astray than put me in a situation that I create a cult. If they are elect, they will see the vision. They will be self-motivated by themselves. I don't need to create such an environment. I don't need to do the things that people say cult leaders do. Therefore, it is a revelation from God, and it is a call to every individual to weigh and see and study and eventually come to the conclusion, yes, indeed, it is the fulfillment of God's prophecies and revelations and foretelling of coming of this vision and revelation, and it is the time of sundering, it is the time of coming to understanding that God exists. He will send seventh revelation, and when the seventh comes, the mystery of God will be finished. And it has. Even if you have not experienced God directly, when you see this explanation and intellectual understanding and evidence and history or his story, at least intellectually you can conclude, yes, God indeed exists. Intellectuals can go on, or philosophers can spend their life trying to explain the universe or existence of God, but if you see the evidence that he exists, then you don't need them. They're all explanation. And as we said, God cannot be explained. But at least intellectuals can see, he said he's going to do this thing and he has done them. And therefore, they can conclude God exists. And if God exists and he guided humanity to this point, and he said his kingdom will come and there will be a day of reckoning and separation and sundering, therefore there will be. No matter how we try to sugarcoat it and say, no, everybody is going to be saved, everybody is going to go to heaven. That is not according to the Word of God. There is going to be a sundering, there is a separation. Now, what happened after that sundering, of course, it's up to God. Future belongs to Him. Maybe in the next creation, or sometime in the future, eventually everybody will come, but they also have to overcome their ego before they can get in. So again, ponder in these words and God's revelation and become sincere. Become an elect. Make going to the sanctuary or realizing God and being a part of the elect and salvation of man the priority in your life, number one. The rest is just help this revelation to spread and come to humanity in a greater degree, and make yourself able to work with me so we can be co-workers in this great endeavor. It is something that you have a problem with. Discuss it. Put it on the table and see what is the best way to do the mission. It's for everybody. It's not the people already in the mission. There are the beautiful people in the mission that I have no problem with, and we are working very well to get this mission going. It's for the newcomers or those who are considering to come to the mission to know that I'm actually very available with email and everything that I can help and be together and get this mission going. If there's no other questions, I go ahead and continue with the discussion about the verses in Genesis, so we can cover the teachings in these rooms and realize the meaning of these verses that have been misunderstood to this point. One of the most important parts that we discussed many times is to realize that the darkness or the fall of man was not in the Garden of Eden, but it was at the time of the chaos in the beginning when the darkness was upon the face of the deep. This point is so important, and many people keep going back to the fallen man in the garden, that I don't think it can be overemphasized that the fall of man was not in the garden. It fell. When God felt deeply, there was a darkness. And that was when that part of the universe fell. And with this understanding, we see that Christ, or the Spirit of God, came to that darkness even before creation and tried to help them and went through the eternal divine path, and there was light. Therefore, God saw there is a hope for that darkness, and that is where the Spirit of God or Christ for the first time manifested itself to the darkness and went through the eternal divine path. And that is the greatest sacrifice God can do, coming out of the height and the sanctuary and manifesting itself into the darkness in order to be able to bring light to this darkness and guide this darkness to our going back home. Of course, it was very hard to help man in that state. That's why God decided to create the creation in a way which is evolutionary and help this creation and those who need it to progress in a greater degree. He created everything and eventually created man. Man was male and female, and they still had unity with each other and would not feel lonely. They were alone, all one, but not lonely. So he separated them to man and woman. But this way now every soul or every being feels incomplete and look for the other part. Therefore they will go even deeper in Maya and fall, because they are searching for something they feel can be found out of themselves. Anytime we feel we will be satisfied something is out of us, that is Maya, that is illusion, that is separation, being separated from God. Therefore, with that separating man to male and female, or man and woman, that accelerated, and therefore they can go in a greater degree to the external world. Omicron is asking, what does one do when one feels extremely insecure? The way to become secure is to live in an environment that you are not alone by yourself. And in our teaching, it's called the Communities of Light. There are many people out there these days, especially with the things that's happening in the external world, that they see more and more, they are exposed to many energies that are not calm or peaceful. They see their life is in a struggle to make the end meet for every week or days. They see wars and rumors of wars. They see gang members and drug traffickers and people who try to harm them. So we have been creating an environment that being secure is no longer has the same meaning as it used to. Nobody actually feels secure. When I was growing up, there was no locking of the doors. Everybody was open to one another. We didn't have second thoughts to relate with other people or accept them as good people. Now, a day, we cannot do that because there are so many ungodly that environment has become that you have to be careful to relate to other people. And there are surveillance cameras, security systems, which is set up in most houses. And even we have had experience that when our members leave the mission and go out there, they're exposed to the energies that they are not kosher and they feel very insecure. So the answer to your question goes back to the comings of light. Create an environment that those kind of the elements will not dare to come even close. Because those kind of elements only can work in environment that people are not looking up for each other. They are not creating an environment which is secure. Those fears come to man when they feel lonely, left out, alone, with no person other than themselves who cares about them. And that is not what God intended to be. God intended for humanity to come together and the good people create communities of light and help each other and one another. The children will feel safe by being with the elder people in the community, in an environment that there are love and attention and care for everyone. The young people will be responsible, and they take their responsibility seriously, and they will reach out to bring resources to the community. The old people will accept their position. They will not act like the 16-year-old kids that they don't have any responsibility for the community, but they would accept their position and become a source of love and knowledge and security and help the children to grow up in that community lovingly. Therefore, God put a setup for human to create an environment that everybody benefits from the childhood, from the youth, from old, and when the people get old, they're not worried about their security, if they have enough social security, or if the government is going to give them enough money, or are they going to be taken care of. They would know that the community for sure will be there, and the young people will go and bring the resources in and help the older people and the children to grow beautifully. Therefore, we can see the whole system of godliness has been destroyed, and there are separation between religions, nationalities, people, and wars, and the rumors of wars are abound these days, and everybody knows we are going through a destructive period which is coming to us. And the reason you feel insecure, it is nothing that is unique. It is something which is spreading all over the earth. And it will get worse before it gets better. You're welcome, Omicron. Therefore, read our teaching, understand the communities of light, the eternal divine path, God's plan, and work toward that and create the communities of light. Therefore, you can feel secure yourself and make also other people feel secure. And as you reach out in a greater degree and more people join and communities of light are created, eventually we can create an earth that peace and unity will prevail, and indeed the kingdom of God will come. Again, we don't have to have security systems and all the fears that have come to man and now is overtaking them. So again, the time is correct. We can see all the signs. ATS-66 is asking, all religions have a sensitivity toward human sexuality, especially sex out of marriage and homosexuality. What the last revelation says about that issue? God doesn't change his mind. When God says something, that is the truth. It stays forever as the truth. the base of the communities of light and bringing that peace and unity to humanity and feeling secure is the creation of a strong family, which will be a source of love and nurturing for children. And the children, of course, are the future of the communities and the kingdom, and teaching them to meditate, to create communities of light, be a part of the community, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become universal. Therefore, the sexual energy, which is really more than a physical relationship, but it's an ethereal connection between people, is best utilized and purified in a marriage between a man and a woman, and any other relationship out of that is not based on the real communities of light. That's why God created virginity for woman. It has no purpose, no reason. It's just like if you go and buy a new shoes, usually they put something like a piece of paper or something. If you wear it, that piece of paper is crumbled and you know that shoe is used. You don't want to buy a used shoe. Therefore, God created and it made it very clear that He wants woman to stay virgin and marry a man, and a man also has to be purified and come together and they become man and woman. That's a part of meditation. If you close your eyes and meditate on nature and how God created things, then you can understand the purpose, the reason God created anything in this universe, and they have a specific place for performing His will. Of course, if we don't want to follow His will, there is no boundary. God puts a boundary for human to follow. If we break the boundary, then there is no boundary, anything goes. And that's exactly what is happening on earth. We pushing the boundaries every day a little farther. We do not accept God and His love, and therefore we can do whatever we want. But that's not the truth. The truth is that there are boundaries that God has already put for humanity. Of course, we are not going to go out and stop everybody to do what they do. It's they themselves who have to recognize things and realize that this creation has created for a purpose. There are reasons for everything. And they come together and follow those reasons and God's way. Therefore, in this last revelation, also the marriage between a man and a woman in the bound of matrimony and unity and going into the communities of light is encouraged best. We are not going to go for a witch hunt and create an environment that creates even more insecurity for those who follow other lifestyle, but God's way is encouraged. And also, as I said, sexual energy is etherical, and if they use not according to the way they should be using, they create a lot of social, psychological problem, and the people who not following the way it should be, they will experience it. And usually the society which does not follow the natural God's way falls apart. It is been shown all through history, in the Roman Empire, in Persian Empire, in Greek Empire. When they reach a point that they become a dominant force in the world, they put God out, and that is when the end of such a society comes. So it has a social ramification also. This thing has to be understood. This is what I say, but if you don't understand it the way I say, then to you it's not the truth. But if you accept what I say is the truth and is the way to bring peace and unity and a society based on nature and God's way, then you have to understand it, and after you understood it, then it is your truth. So, God separated man to man and woman, and they fall into Maya in a greater degree, and they eventually became self-centered and did what God told them not to do. God told them, this is the boundaries you follow. You put these boundaries in your life. Actually, somebody told me that he didn't realize the beauty of Ten Commandments until he started following it. Then he felt so free. He felt so wonderful that there is some boundaries in my life. I can put some guideposts and say, okay, I'm not going to pass this point. Because if you don't have any guideposts, if you don't have any standards to follow, then where are you going to stop? And God already has put those posts for us so we can put those for ourselves, and then after a while we feel so free, we feel so pure, and we go to God. Therefore, God has told Adam and Eve, don't go beyond these boundaries. You can stay with me, you can stay in heaven, we can be one, but don't cross this boundary, because the moment you cross that boundaries, you fall to Maya. You fall to egoistical persuasion. You fall from grace. And that's hell. If you don't have grace with you, you are in hell, you are insecure, you are feeling bad, you don't feel worthy, your life is miserable. But when you are in a grace, it doesn't matter. You can sit somewhere and do nothing and be happy. But when you're not in the grace, you go all over the world, do a lot of things, and still that happiness will not be there. Therefore, after the separation of the male and female, or man and woman, they fall into Maya in a greater degree, and eventually they were put out of heaven or grace, and they reached a point they even had a body for the first time. That's why God gave them the coat of skin. This continued, and man sinned even more. Abel was killed. Egoistical persuasion came to the point that if God is not paying me more attention as the other people, I will kill them or destroy them or create more sin for myself. And that continued until some of these beings reach pure consciousness, and God took him, just like Enoch. But still, of course, man had his third eye open, and he could manipulate the spiritual energies and powers. Actually, they could extract life form, and therefore extend their life for a long time. That's why we see in the Bible they live for 700, 800, 900 years. And still, they were creating problems in the world. And that's when God decided, that's enough. I don't have enough of them. And even those who have reached in a very higher consciousness, the sons of God, fail and become worldly or earthly. And God decided, that's it. I'm going to destroy human. And that's when Noah came as a great incarnation. And he had a purpose and reason and a mission to accomplish. He came and God made his children differently. He took their third eye and closed it and gave them only two eyes. And he created them the five classes that came after the flood of Noah, which explains the history in the mission and how these five classes have been creating different period of human history to this point. So at the time of the flood of Noah, a great evolutionary step took place, and everybody else was destroyed but this new man. Those who had their third eye open, and they had the spiritual powers were destroyed from earth. And then, of course, Noah started spreading out, and he taught them the mystical path. The mystical path came from Noah. He taught them how to meditate, awaken the spiritual forces, and eventually those teaching came in all nations and cultures as mystical paths, like a Kabbalah in Judaism, Hinduism, Reform Hinduism as Buddhism, Sufism, saints, all those things they teach. You have to have an experience with God. As far as you don't have an experience with God, you know, you have a religion. You do not know the whole truth. And that's exactly what we say. That's the first step, to at least try to have an experience with God. And of course, the five classes that was created by this new generation are workers or shudras, warriors, khatris, intellectuals, vipras, and business class, vaishyans, and spiritual people, brahmins. In the beginning, the shudras were dominating the environment. They were afraid of everything. They didn't have any courage to do much. And eventually a brave person came among them. For example, there was a volcano there that was making a lot of noise and fire coming out of it. And the shudras were worshipping the volcano. And this Katyan said, let's go see what is in up there. And they tried to discourage him and say, no, no, don't do that. It's God up there. It's angry and it's going to eat you up. Maybe even some of them went up there and fall into the volcano and died. And that even made this more possible that God was angry that they went up there. But he said, no, I have to go and see them, because he was courageous. He could have went up there and sees, oh, no, it's just volcano fire coming up. And he came back. The moment he came back, he was a god. Them, because he saw God and he didn't die. So he became their leader, and many of these leaders eventually fought with each other, created greater territory and nations and emperors. And the greatest emperor, of course, or such a being, was Nebuchadnezzar. In that time, Nebuchadnezzar had a vision that there is going to be a statue with the head of gold and the rest as the silver and the copper and the iron, and eventually feet with the iron and clay. As it's explained in that vision, Daniel explained to him that there's going to be five kingdoms, and at the time that iron and clay comes with the tenth toy, the kingdom of God will come. Of course, the head was him with gold. Second was silver, which Persian Empire. The third was copper, and that was, of course, Grecian Empire. And then the fourth was Roman Empire. And then is the ten toes that we believe is the European Union. But we already see the Europe and many of those nations are not ratifying their constitution. So the iron and the clay is not mixing to each other well. That's another sign that's coming to humanity, that it's time for humanity to realize this revelation and will of God and come together as he promised his kingdom will come, and his kingdom will come. After the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, the Catrian went down until the coming of the great philosophers in Europe, which brought the intellectual and philosophical understanding, and they tried to explain God and the world and life, Aristotle and all those people. And their intellectual domination continued until the Renaissance in France, and that was the zenith of intellectual domination. And then came the Industrial Revolution and the domination of Russians. Because when the domination of Vaishan come, or businessmen come, intellectuals, Kshatriyas, and Shudras, the laborers, they all become laborers. They become workers. And that's when in Russia, worker revolution came, and the communist ideology came, that explaining the thesis, antithesis, and there's always a fight between them, but it never explains how eventually this ends. There's always going to be thesis and antithesis. Therefore, there is going to be an antithesis even for communist ideology, but they don't go that far. But our explanation, we can see that the Paraviprasas, by smoothing out the transition of one period to other, they do not let any antithesis to be created, but a smooth transition will come from one period to other. And again, this understanding unifies the explanation that could not unify before. And it teaches how, although the thesis antithesis theory is correct, it is not complete. It has some lack. Therefore, even history has been explained to humanity with this teaching, completed the ideology. Why all of the ideas like a free economy, communist ideology, all of them have a place in them, but none of them is perfect. None of them can answer the dilemma of the social movements and the upheaval that humanity have been going through for last 12,000 years and history. And it will go through if they do not understand these cyclical movements and they do not bring this understanding to themselves. And we can see this teaching again is not just a revelation of unification of our religion, it also unifies the theories and the understanding of the history and philosophy and governmental system and cyclical movements and why we need the elects, why we need the Paraviprasas, and why Paraviprasas have to not only become pure and elect, but also recognize this cyclical movement. This cyclical movement in some countries, the second period after cyclical movement have been started like Russia, that now is going back to peaceful revolution to bring the intellectual and the business people back. And they are in the second run, second period, the same cyclical movement. And this part, of course, I have seen very few people in the mission really concentrate on or have understood it so far. It's easier to understand the unification of religion, but this part also I'd like to see some people that they can deeply understand the cyclical movement and how they work and how they relate to the rest of our teaching and why the Paraviprasas are so important to create and be. Therefore, it is a vision. It's a new earth. It's something that has been given to humanity, and it's impossible for a man to come with all this truth and revelation, but God, which has sent all this through this man. Therefore, don't concentrate even on me as something special or become afraid of, or feel egoistical, or say, why not me and him? Somebody told me, why you? Why not me? It's okay. But concentrate on the spirit behind it and see the truth that have come to humanity and indeed want to be one of those that will go to the inner sanctuary, because out of sanctuary is destruction, is all kind of problems, insecurity, and all that. Apparently, Amina has a question. Go ahead, Amina.
Hello, Maitreya. My question is about the hierarchies as you explained about the hierarchies, you have God, then you have the spiritual teacher, then you have the parents, and then you have your spouse. Now, my question is this. If there are children that have been raised or have been raised by others that were not their parents, and the emotional or spiritual attachment is to their caretakers, where do their caretakers fall into this hierarchy? I understand that the parents still have to be honored because, especially in the woman's, in the mother's case, her body sacrificed the life and birth of this child. But where does the caretaker of this, of these children fall into the hierarchy? And that's what my question is. And I also understand that in the communities of light, we won't have problems like this. But how does it affect us, or how does it fit into our society now? Salam. Thank you.
They have the same position as the parents. Actually, parents are the caretakers. The children do not belong to us. We have to take care of them, love them, teach them, guide them, nurture them, provide for their physiological and safety need. Just like nature, that when the bird comes to a specific age, the parents teach him how to fly and let him go. And they become independent. If there are children that they don't have caretakers as their parents, and you become their caretakers, you become their parents. And you take care of them, nurture them, provide security for them. And in the communities of light also, there's a possibility there are children that they might not have a parents or good parents, and the rest of the community become extended family. And extended family is very important in bringing a child more balanced and more taken care of than only father and mother in one house take care of the child, which become very limited in the vision of external world. So they will become the parents of the child, and the parents should be honored and respected if they are honorable and respectable. But if they are in the way to the higher level, of course, they do not have to be followed. I hope that answers your question. Parents are caretakers, and a caretaker who does what parents have to do become the parent of the child. Okay, I don't see any other question in the room. I leave all again to God. Go study our teaching and realize that indeed, humanity is in the brink of a great evolution, and let them know that the Word of God has come to them, has explained everything there is to be. Be good, be with God, and realize the beauty of the Spirit. Salam, everybody.